Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for July 6, 2012, episode 439. And this episode is brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore. Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, happy Friday to everybody. Oh my gosh, it's Friday. Finally, it's Freestyle Friday here on Horses in the Morning. And I want to start out, Glenn, by thanking everybody that voted for me to win that helmet. Unfortunately, I did not come in first place. So
yeah, but,
I kind of, you know.
But you won a helmet anyway. You still won one.
You can say that, oh, you won anyway, but I wanted to crush the competition. So to the people that did vote for me, I'm really thankful. The people who didn't, what is wrong with you? Hello? just kidding. I wanted to crush the competition, and I did. It ends up they were given helmets to the top five. So I got the helmet anyway, but I do appreciate everybody for voting. 192 votes. So that means 192 people like me. And that is a huge number, and I'm very excited. Now, unfortunately, 285 people liked Melissa and her silly jumping the horse over the red, white, and blue with no hands with American flag. It was pretty patriotic. And then the
I have to admit, it was pretty patriotic.
Yeah. And she did a little Photoshop there, putting a picture of the horse and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure she's a nice person, but I'm totally mad at her for winning. other than that, everybody, beloved, the comments on the voting page were like crazy. It was like a big argument. Somebody posted something about how not patriotic my husband was, and everybody attacked her. It was just crazy. It got heated. And my mother, you know, she gets really into things like this. And she's like, I emailed everybody I know and asked them to vote. And so, I mean, she was like, I sent it to your third grade teacher and this and that. I'm like, Mom, it's okay. Let it go. It's fine. She's like, no, you need 57 more votes. And by God, I will find 57 people. She's like, it was like she was handing out flyers at the Walmart. Vote for my daughter. Like, Mom, let it go. Thank you, Mother. You were out of control with it, but I'm glad I provided you with a little bit of entertainment. And it actually
was
a bright spot.
She was defending down there too. I noticed she posted a comment on the blog there too. She was defending.
Oh, she got mad. I mean, it got a little heated, and it was just great to see everybody so excited about it. I guess, but oh my gosh, it got a little crazy. But, yeah, thanks to Horse Nation for doing it, and thanks to all the listeners for voting, and everybody's very sweet. And it was a bright spot in what's been a rather tough week for me. So thank you, everybody.
Seems like forever since I've talked to you, actually. So much has happened this week, and we'll have to fill the listeners in here in a little bit, too, on what's going on in your situation and answer the question, are you going to the horse show today? And we'll find that out in a minute. But first, Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, hot new websites and keeping your horse happy in hot weather are the topics with KPP's own Karen Eisberg. And really bad ads returns like Skin Funk in springtime. Stay tuned and find out who will win the highly coveted Horse Radio Network ball cap. And thanks to a certain colonel from Kentucky for bringing the southern staple to the masses. Happy Fried Chicken Day, everybody.
Well,
as a vegetarian,
you,
I do not approve of that message as a vegetarian. Especially when you refer to
I love the crispy. The crispier, the better. Oh, and I have that crispy it's so good.
Okay, just stay away from Kentucky Fried Chicken because I will show you pictures of the chickens you're actually eating from there. Oh, my God, you'll never eat a Kentucky Fried Chicken again. Good God. Sorry. That's
don't ruin my fantasy.
My vegetarian moment right there.
My Daily Winnie is a happy birthday. I'm going to play this for her.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Helena B. of the Stable Scoop Radio Show. It's Helena's birthday today.
You stole mine.
Oh, really?
Well, you didn't have it written down, so I was going to use that one. And so happy birthday, Helena. Woohoo!
Do you want to steal mine? My next one? Because I was going to do two.
Dude, you go. I'll make something up.
All right. Happy birthday, Helena. I said yesterday, oh, you're 29 again, and she said, I don't look 29. So it's like, okay.
Yes, she looks
so well then. Second one goes out to Jesse Phoenix, who is representing Canada in the Olympics for the eventing team. And of course, Jesse's a friend of ours. And a couple of weeks ago at a little show up there in Bromont in Canada, she decided to fall off in practice and break her collarbone. And remember we said, that's not going to stop her. I mean, she rode up to the day before she had her baby and like 2 days after. So there was no way that a little broken collarbone would stop her from going to the Olympics. Well, that is true. Samantha is reporting on the Eventing Radio Show that she has headed out, and she will be riding at Gatcombe next weekend. And we'll be at the Olympics, broken collarbone or not. Apparently, yeah. It doesn't hurt bad enough to stop Jesse.
Yeah, I guess they talked about having David O'Connor ride exponential. That must have been really awesome. I mean, to see David O'Connor. Hey, let me get on him. I'll ride him for you. Okay.
Well, she's going to be on the Eventing Radio Show next week. They did an interview with her, so I think that's one of the things she talks about. But before we go on to your Daily Winnie, unless I'm going to ruin it here, I doubt this will be your Daily Winnie, is talk about going to the Olympics. Totalus is not going to the Olympics. Apparently, Matthias Rath is still got mononucleosis really bad, is not recovering, and the German team doctor has sidelined him, said he can't go. He's too sick. So no Olympics, Totalus.
That's crazy. You've got Totalus, who's like the greatest horse in dressage history, potentially. And the rider has mono. Jesse is going to ride with a broken collarbone and do an event. Why can we not find somebody else? And so we've got David O'Connor hopping on him. Why do we not have a David O'Connor in Germany who can ride Totalus? I mean, there's got to be another rider. It's Germany, for God's sake. Everybody rides amazing horses in Germany.
The team doctor says today's analysis of the blood test do not allow him to do physical exertion soon, and a start in the London would cause a severe health risk. Now, I know mono can get pretty bad, and it screws up your white blood counts or your red, one of those blood counts. So that must have been what they were looking at, and apparently it's pretty bad. So.
No, I understand. I mean, Chad missed the whole year because of mono, my husband. But I'm not worried about the mono. Lay in bed, you know, whatever. But there's got to be another German rider who can ride Totalus.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, there's got to be somebody. I mean, my God, it's Germany.
How's your German, Jamie?
Everybody's a good rider. 9. How about that? 9. 9.
All right, it's your turn.
German. Well, just like I thanked all of our listeners for voting, I'd like to thank all of our listeners for posting such nice things on my Facebook page when I was updating everybody on Jet, you know, and just to recap what kind of happened, can I take a moment to do that, Glenn?
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, we've got, today was supposed to be the day we were leaving for his first training level event, and we've got two back-to-back.
Oh, by the way, hold on 1 second. I just have to tell you, I've been saying 4-star all week, so you might want to just run with that.
Oh, my first 4-stars this weekend, or his first training, one of those, which is a really big deal to me. I haven't run training level since I was 21 years old with my old horse that I had for 18 years. And, you know, so it's a kind of a big moment to be able to bring another horse to that spot. And I tried with my warm blood. Three times we tried to get to training, and three times he hurt himself before the event. So this is not something strange, although he would do a suspensory and not be able to, because he couldn't kind of hold up to that big of the jump. So this was a big deal. We were totally prepared, and I was supposed to school cross country on Tuesday morning, which is why I had Tuesday off. And Monday night at about, you know, 8 o'clock, we go to turn the horses out, as I do every night, because they stay out all night long. And they're all eating their hay, and just all of a sudden, my rather lazy thoroughbred just goes nuts. Starts galloping and bucking and playing. He's so fit, right? I mean, he is. I've been riding this horse like you know, nobody's business, working so hard to get to this point, and he just blasts off and takes off. And our pasture is about three acres long. It's not very wide, but it goes all the way to the front of the property. And he just takes off bucking and kicking and runs up onto next to the fence. And I hear at some point this big crack. And I didn't know, I heard it because it was kind of there standing right there watching it. So, of course, the second he takes off, I go to grab my halter. I'm like, come here. Well, I hear this crack, and I thought maybe, okay, well, he just forged, like his back foot hit his front foot. But he comes running back, and he's got his left front leg up in the air. And he's, like, running on three legs, which, oh, my gosh, could there be anything scarier than that? I'm like, oh, my God, he broke his leg. And I get him into the stall. I throw this halter on him. I'm, like, freaking out. And I grab, and Chad's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my God. I start crying, you know. And it's not broken. So I'm, like, you know, moving his bones around, and it's not broken, but he won't put any weight on it. And granted, he's a little bit of a wuss when it comes to anything painful. So, but at this point, I'm like, oh, my God, he broke his leg or he snapped a tendon. I don't know what happened. He's just in so much pain, and I heard the noise. So the next morning, so, of course, I spend the next 3 hours till about midnight. Good thing I had the next day off, couldn't get up early, icing his leg. I got his whole leg in a bucket of ice, and I'm standing there, you know, outside. I had to sedate him because he was just, like, in so much pain. And Sam was the leg in a bucket of ice, and you know, then I get them all taken care of, put them in the stall, and I made an appointment the next day to go to the emergency, to the big clinic, the big boy clinic. Didn't mess around and just called the vet out. I just loaded him up and took him to the clinic and did some x-rays and spent a lot of money and realized that he actually just has some localized pain in his hoof. So, and his fetlock is a little sore.
Yeah, but what caused the crack?
He stepped on himself, just like I kind of thought. That's what I think. I think his hind left leg kicked his front left leg at some point, but like really hard. And he was in a dead run, and he was bucking, and he was just like went crazy. So I don't know what happened.
So there's no chips or nothing? You didn't have any chips or anything like that? All good there?
No, the x-rays came out clear, you know, and so the great news was nothing's broken. I mean, we thought maybe a coffin bone fracture. Nothing is broken, and then nothing, no tendons. So it's just, we think, soft tissue damage in the hoof. And I know Dr. Jones on the thing was like, did you have an MRI? No, Dr. Jones, I don't have that much money. So, and of course, this weekend, Chad and I were like, we've got to get Jet insured. I mean, really, we got to get him insured. You know, of course, this would have been perfect timing. But unfortunately, we didn't. And So he got some special shoes put on that were supposed to alleviate some pain in his foot. And they kept trying to get him sound for this weekend. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going to ride the horse in pain at all. If he is at all in pain, I am not riding this horse because he's had such a painful life before. I don't want to be the person that causes him pain. So I jogged him yesterday morning to see how he was. I've kind of been like leaving him in the stall just to see how he's going to be. And by the way, a training level horse that's fit for training level that's stuck in his stall right before a competition, that's scary anyway. And then try to jog the fire-breathing dragon, okay? Good Lord. That killed me. And he was still lame. So, you know, we're at this
so
point
going to...
So he is not going today. Definitely not going. So, you know, as frustrating and disappointing as that is, it's just,
fighter
you know...
Fighter jet crashed.
I know. Well, misery loves company. And I love the fact that, like, Lisa Bick and Katie Murphy and all these people on our Facebook page, Jody Harvey and Rob and Donnie, everybody's kind of had the same situation. And my coach Barb called. She's, like, had three horses do this before she went advanced. And it was just, it was nice to hear that I'm not the only one who has stupid stuff like this happen. So not going to training level. But you did hear earlier that I was leaving right after the show to go to the horse show. So, you know, you don't get a refund of your $380 for $385 for your entry and your stabling. You don't get a refund after the closing date. So pretty much I'm out the money. However, this weekend, because I want to go to Flagstaff and all my friends are there and it's just so cool up there and it's like 110 here, I decided I was going to go. And I'm thinking, well, I'll just go and watch. And then I realized that they have a pre-comp division. Pre-comp is smaller than beginner novice. It's like everything
is... I didn't even know what that was.
Pre-comp is, it's an unrecognized division, and it is like everything is 2 feet. 2 feet tall, so 2 foot cross-country jumps, 2 foot stadium jumps, and then a very easy, as far as easy goes, a walk, trot, canter, and a dressage ring. A very easy kind of dressage test. So, guess who's going to go be an event horse this weekend?
The
Joe
rescue
Montana.
You just got 2 weeks ago?
The horse that has been under saddle for 4 months. Joe Montana. I mean, seriously, he'd never had a saddle on until 4 months ago. And, I've decided it's going to be a life experience for him. He's going to go to Coconino to Flagstaff, and he's going to go do a dressage test, of which he's never been in a dressage arena, nor has can he even really canter, because his previous 4 years were spent in a 12-by-12 box stall. So a four-year-old who has never been able to stretch his legs has a really hard time cantering in a circle, especially with a rider. And I'm going to make him do 2 20-meter circles at the canter this weekend in a dressage ring. I say we're going to try. And then he's going to go and he's going to do a cross-country course through the woods when he's lived in the desert his entire life. And then after that, we're going to take him in a show jumping course. 2 foot with
power. Real green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close, too far.
Just thinking that.
Jennifer, ask me the question that you just typed to me on the air.
You will be wearing your air vest for dressage, won't you?
My neighbor, she's the eternal optimist, Yvonne. She comes over and she's like, oh, my gosh, you are going to win. You are going to win. I was like, Yvonne, I am going to try not to get eliminated in dressage.
You know what came to mind? Can you imagine what the warm-up ring is like for pre-comp division, a bunch of Looney Tune greenies?
You know what's really sad, Glenn? What's really sad is I'm riding against 2 8-year-olds.
And what's really sad is they're probably going to win.
Oh, they're going to win because there's I think there's like 4 horses in the division, and there's like 2 8-year-olds, and there's me and Joe Montana and my friend Teresa and the horse goose that I found standing in the field. Do you remember when we rescued that gray horse? So he's the other one in my division. So Teresa and I are both going to try to not die in dressage.
You'll be lucky. Do they put up 8-foot solid walls? You know how in dressage they usually just have that little tiny fence that's 6 inches off the ground, pretty white, that goes around the dressage arena? Do you think they're going to have 8-foot white walls instead for this division so you guys can't jump out?
Do you know how helpful that would be if they would
have it like in an arena where they play like arena football or hockey?
Yeah.
You know, like that.
You see those German dressage arenas where there's just walls with mirrors on the walls? It's something like that, a full wall arena.
Without the mirrors.
And this is going to be a disaster. And so if anybody wants to follow along with the scores, because, see, in eventing, you try to get the lowest score possible for dressage, and I think that I might get a full 100, which is all zeros. This horse does not know how. I mean, we've been practicing this week just in case. So now he has cantered on the right lead. His left lead is a little questionable. And I have to actually do it vocally, which is going to really score me really well in dressage when I say, and canter. You're not allowed to talk. Or I'm like, cluck, cluck, cluck. Go, 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 go. Come on, come on, come on.
Is he at 2-foot jumps?
Well, he's only jumped cross rails before. So, you know what, pre-comp is, actually, I've taken him up there to Flagstaff when I did the schooling for Jet to school all of it, and I took him around and then cantered him in the woods. This horse, I would not do it if I thought I was going to die, because he is so laid back. This is the laziest 4-year-old thoroughbred you could imagine. He is not crazy. He is slow, and, I mean, he's going to be a great kid's horse someday, because he is just, he just tolerates everything. So he's going to be pretty good. Hopefully he's going to be good. You know, there's nobody that can scare me more than Jet. So if I can take Jet to these things, I can certainly take Joe Montana.
Well, at least you get to go. You know, that is a bummer. But a lot of people that probably have never shown before don't realize that if you don't go, you lose your $300 entry fee. If the show is canceled. We had one show that we were so pissed about. They canceled the show because of rain and everybody lost their money. You know, it's the way it is, and it sucks.
Yeah, there's no refund because they've already spent the money to get the porta potties in and the stabling and the rent the facility and all that. So, you know, it's not a great situation for anybody when an event has to be canceled or somebody gets hurt. It is frustrating to sign up for something so far in advance and go, okay, where's the bubble wrap? I need to bubble wrap you because I've already entered next weekend too. I'm hoping that he's going to feel a lot better. He looks better, but not 100%, not good enough to take him to Jet.
Not worth risking it. You don't want to have a permanently lame horse after either, so that's not good.
So we're not going to try it. Maybe next week we'll be fine and we'll see. We'll see what I have to work with. But don't worry, I'm not going to put Jet through anything that would not be fun for him.
Well, good luck with the other one. We'll be anxious to see how you make out on Monday. There'll be some stories there, I bet. I would say just be careful of that warm-up ring. That's the one I'm most concerned about. It's with those three nut jobs in there.
Yeah, there's maybe five in the division. So.
Well, there's somebody else that's going to be doing some work out tomorrow, and that's Mucho Macho Man is back to racing tomorrow. And he'll be racing at the Suburban Handicap at Belmont Park. It's a $350,000 Grade 2 race. And he's, instead of Ramon Dominguez, who usually rides him, he picked up a different ride called Trickmeister. And Mucho Macho Man's going to have, kind of a shabby jockey on top. Mike Smith is going to be riding Mucho Macho Man. Yes,
Smith
has picked up the ride. And Kathy, the trainer of Mucho Macho Man, said she understood that Dominguez was had picked up this other ride. By the way, the other ride that Dominguez picked up has won 6 of 7 starts. So, any jockey's the one that's won 6 of 7 starts.
I don't know. I mean, that sucks that he – I mean, maybe he had committed to this race beforehand and then they needed – but the fact that Mike Smith is going to – Zenyatta's jockey is putting his butt in Mucho Macho Man's tack, I love it.
Yep, that's right. So that's going to be cool. It's coming up tomorrow. Keep an eye on
that's
that
good.
One.
That's good news. Hey, I got a – I guess it's not funny, but you were telling us about – you were telling me before about the guest that you're going to have on Stable Scoop. Can you talk about your Stable Scoop guest?
Yeah, next week we're going to have the old drummer for Three Dog Night is going to be on. And Three Dog Night was one of Helene and I's favorite bands. So he's going to be on the show next week. He actually started a charity that's involved in the horse world. So that's why we're talking to him.
So I was wondering if because my favorite band of all time is U2. And I was wondering if you could get U2's bassist.
You want me to
Adam
call Bono?
Yeah, well, obviously Bono would be a little bit hard. And I can't talk to him anyway because I just wouldn't be able to speak. So I was wondering if you could get Adam Clayton, their bassist, because he's actually involved in the horse world now. He has 22 thoroughbred horses. Or apparently he does, and he didn't know about it. One of the people that worked for him was taking care of one of his houses for the last 18 years, has been stealing money from U2's bassist, Adam Clayton. And not just stealing a little bit of money, equivalent of, in the U.S. dollars, $3.6 million. And she bought 22 thoroughbred horses, plane tickets, and just more in, like, ridiculous stuff that she has bought for her family. She bought a plane ticket for her husband to go to Miami that cost $24,000. She went from London to Cincinnati, $20,000, to go to Ohio. She spent $550,000 on acquiring 22 racehorses. And he says that he has absolutely no interest in horses or in gambling. Had no idea that she did this. This lady worked for him as a maid and a cook for 17 years. And this whole time she was embezzling his money.
Okay, first of all, the thing that struck me when you first said that is how much money must you have that somebody can steal $3.6 million and you don't notice?
Amen, brother. You know what? I'm responsible. I would consider myself responsible for a lot of the money that U2 has because I have gone to see them like 100 times and I have like all their albums. And I've rebought the albums just because if they got scratched or something, the CDs, you know, I'd rebuy them. And now I've downloaded all of them as well. So, they, you know, they've been around forever. And for God's sake, he's in U2. I mean, and that's Bono. And Bono is a second Jesus. So... It's like $3.6 million must be just a drop in the pond, you know?
Well, now, did it say how she was doing it? She was just a maid. What was she doing? Raiding the, you know, did he store it under the couch? Or did she pick up the pocket change out of the couches every day and it just happened to be, you know, $100 bills?
Exactly. No, she actually paid for her children's college, too, by the way. So went through his money. So apparently she was taking care of one of his houses in Ireland, and you know, it's not just a small house, I'm sure. So she was initially the maid and the cook, and then kind of got promoted to be this caretaker for this whole house. And so he had given her an account to take care of the house in case she needed to write checks. He trusted her completely. And she was allowed to write checks from his accounts. Well, she wrote the checks from his accounts and put the money straight into her accounts. Apparently, she was writing checks from his account to her account and saying she was paying his bills while she was paying her own bills with it. And just a huge, I mean, you're not going to get away with it if you spend $500,000 on horses, okay? Horses, those are hard to hide.
You know, I always thought that would be the greatest job. You get a caretaker of a rich person's mansion. You get to live in the mansion. They're never there. So you get to live in the mansion, and all you have to do all day is the gardening and, you know, sweep every once in a while. And you just hang out, watch TV, and take care of the mansion and swim in the pool. And, you know, that's got to be a cushy job.
You know how much she was getting paid for that cushy job? You're going to die. In American dollars, $61,000 a year.
And you don't even have to pay rent. I mean, you're living in the house.
Exactly. That's all cash. You don't think Adam Clayton, and even if they did come home, you'd be like, dude, you two is here right now. Bono is here. Like, it'd be the coolest thing ever if they came home. So ridiculous. And congratulations to Adam Clayton joining the horse world, whether he wanted to or not.
There you go. Well, there's another Disney. This caught my eye, and I went, because it involved the Secretariat movie, which is one of Jamie and I's favorite movies. Walt Disney Pictures and Buena Vista Home Entertainment filed a lawsuit in New York that seeks to prove the 2010 film Secretariat does not violate the publicity rights of former CBS track announcer Charles Anderson. Apparently, Anderson's family was upset that his words, that they said his voice, and the film is saying it wasn't his voice, that they re-recorded it, but they were upset that his voice was used in the movie without permission, and that his words, like what he said, Secretary is widening now, he's moving like a tremendous machine, that was used in the movie, that those words were used, that they were upset. So what has happened is they have caused so much a commotion about this that Disney has turned around and sued them to just so that they could prove that the movie didn't have his voice in it. Now, let me ask you a question. You're a track announcer, okay? I don't care how good a track announcer, Larry Comas, whatever. You're a track announcer. When you're done, you're done. Your legacy is pretty much, yeah, I called some races, and you might be remembered for one or two. But wouldn't you be happy that the memory of your father or grandfather is all over a movie about one of the most famous horses ever? Give me a break.
Glenn, because I know you, and I love you, and I know that you guys are huge Disney fans. I'm going to let what you said, I'm going to let you have your opinion. Because to me, Glenn, imagine if part of this show, your show and my show, was later used in a major motion picture of a company named Disney, and our words and our voices or whatever are used in this movie. Wouldn't you want to get paid?
I'd be happy with free tickets to Disney. I'd take that.
You are lying. You would want to get paid. And I would want to get paid too. But what's bizarre about this story is Disney is such a giant parent company. Disney, like I said, Bono's another Jesus. Disney is like another Jesus. And they're like, you know what? Talk trash about us. We're going to sue you. And these people weren't suing Disney. They were just complaining. They hadn't sued Disney yet. So Disney's like, you know what? We got lawyers. Suck it. We're going to sue you. So,
but apparently, what Disney is saying is that they actually licensed that the footage was licensed through CBS Broadcasting, and of course he was a CBS track announcer, and that all publicity rights and copyrights belong to CBS as part of a work-for-hire agreement. So what they're saying is that he had no rights because he worked for CBS, that CBS had the rights and they bought the rights from CBS, and if that's the case, that's probably true. It's, you know, people sign those kinds of deals all the time.
Yeah.
But anyway,
not have to prove it, but was, oh my gosh, I want to get paid.
Secretariat's causing controversy is all I'm saying.
Pay me.
Our first guest is here, so let's talk to Karen. We haven't had Karen on in a while. Karen, of course, is from Kentucky Performance Products. She runs the show over there, and they have some exciting announcements. And plus, we also wanted to talk to her with this brutal heat that has been affecting the most of the country. We wanted to talk to her a little about heat and horses. So good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Glenn. Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Hey.
We're doing great. I'm so glad you could join us. You have been promising me for, let me think, one, two, three, since we've known each other, that that you were going to come out with a new website, and you were all excited about it, and you kept talking about it. It's finally happened.
It's finally here. It took a while to get it done, but it's finally here, and we're very happy with it.
Oh, it is great. It's a terrific website, I got to say. You know me. I'm a little bit of a web designer, and I absolutely love how easy it is to use. I love the look, the layout. It's clean. It's crisp. I like it.
Well, thank you. Our goal was to make it very user-friendly, and we wanted to be able to put lots of information up there because we really believe that, you know, an educated horse person just makes, you know, better decisions for their horses. So we've tried to put a lot of information up there that would help, one, help our clients and people that were interested in our products learn more about them, but also just to give people more background on, you know, on all kinds of different nutrition topics and management topics. So that was one of the things that took us so long to get it up, was we needed to generate all that content, and that just took some time.
There is a ton more content. The other one was, you know, it was built many, many years ago, and it was basically to, you know, put the products up there and find a place for people to see products. And now you've got a place where not only can they come see and learn about the products, but also have these terrific, this section on tips and topics I thought was great. I mean, I was reading some of those yesterday, and I want to talk to you about one of those today. One of those tips and topics, but this is the kind of stuff that you've actually been putting on Facebook, and now you've expanded on it, made it a little more thorough, and are able to put it on your website. So that's kind of
exactly, and it's really, and that's my favorite part is the tips and topics, because I just really like learning about these things and then passing that on in a way that horse people can use it. I think that's a pretty important part of, I think, being a supplement company, and it's just helping people learn how to take care of their horses better, you know. And our clients seem to really appreciate it, and we get lots of phone calls and people looking for help and you know, needing to have their questions answered. And lots of the stuff that the questions that come in, we can direct them to our website and say, hey, there's a really good article here that could probably help you. So that's nice to have.
Well, let's talk a little bit about one of those articles, and this relates back actually to a couple of your products too. But you guys, by the way, thank God we moved to Florida where it's cool.
No kidding.
I mean, you're supposed to go up
really
to 104 tomorrow.
It's been terrible. It's been in the triple digits for 2-3 weeks now. The ground is like concrete. I kid you not.
I imagine the bluegrass is now brown again in Kentucky.
Yeah, it's pretty brown. It's pretty brown.
I'm so glad we live in Florida where it's 80 degrees.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
Now
you've been
tell
down
me,
in the cool area, Florida.
What do you do for? You had an article on there, When Things Heat Up, and it's right. What is heat stroke and how do you recognize it? And it was an interesting article about heat stroke in horses, which is not something that you think about normally, about horses actually getting heat stroke like people do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can. You know, a horse is a big animal, and the only way they have to cool themselves is by sweating. And if you think about how large they are and, you know, the surface area that they have, it takes a lot of sweat for them to cool themselves down. And you have to be very careful, and you have to monitor them. So, you know, something you want to definitely be aware of. You want to know the normal vital signs of your horse, and then you want to know the symptoms of heat stroke that you can catch it before it occurs.
You have a couple of them listed here, a couple of the signs of heat stroke. One is a rectal temperature over 103, heart rate of 80 beats per minute that does not decrease after a few minutes of rest. And you know, that's one of the things they look for, like when endurance horses come into the vet checks. They make them stay in that vet check area for a certain period of time because they want to see how fast that heart rate does come down.
Right, and they won't release them until they come down to what they consider normal parameters for the amount of exercise they've done.
Respiration rate over 40 to 50 breaths per minute that does not decrease after a certain amount of rest. Lethargy and profuse sweating or absence of sweating. So those are the signs of heat stroke. What are the ways that you can help with cooling off your horse or making sure they don't get into trouble in the first place?
Well, the first thing you need to do is if you see that your horse is struggling like that, you need to stop riding and untack the horse so that they have the maximum amount of surface area to cool themselves. Move them into a shady area or someplace where there's a breeze, and if there's no breeze, you can stand them in front of a fan, because that will help move the air past the skin And as that water condensates off their skin or evaporates off their skin, then that cools the skin. You can hose a horse with cold water. And, you know, it used to be a myth when we were kids. They told us, you know, oh, don't put cold water on your horse's muscles because it'll make them cramp up. But research has shown us that that's just not true. And, in fact, you can dump ice water on a hot horse, especially one that's suffering from heat stroke, and to rapidly cool them, and that's actually good for them. There's also some areas on your horse, some large muscle areas, like the jugular vein along their neck, and also there's a big vein inside their thigh. If you look, you'll see it. And those are places where you can apply ice packs to cool the horse off. You should also offer water and allow the horse to drink. And again, another myth is, you know, don't offer a hot horse cold water. You can offer a hot horse water and allow them to drink it, unless they're just in serious, serious trouble, in which case you want to just allow them to have a few sips every couple of minutes, but you want them to drink. You definitely want them to replace the water that they've lost. And electrolytes are very important at that point as well.
Now, are electrolytes something that you give to your horse as a preventative thing, sort of as a daily thing, or are you only giving it after? Do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah, I do. Well, here's the deal. I looked up some really interesting facts before I got on the phone with you guys. Do you know your horse is made up of 70% water?
Right.
That means
right,
a 1,000-pound horse, 770 pounds of a 1,000-pound horse is water.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's 96 gallons of water in a 1,000-pound horse.
They're just nothing but a big balloon, Karen.
Yeah, they're just water. And, you know, that water is contained in their blood, and it helps, you know, it helps move electrical signals from cells to cells. And, I mean, it's what makes your horse what it is. So when you think about that, that's 19.5 buckets of water that's circulating within your horse at all times. And horses have to drink 10 gallons of water a day to replace the water that they lose just in normal metabolism. Just if they're just standing there in the field, they're not sweating or anything. That's 10 gallons a day.
Wow.
Your water bucket, a big water bucket has about 5 gallons in it. So your horse needs to be drinking 2 water buckets a day if he's doing nothing. Now, if you start working them, you know, just light work where you just have some visible sweat, your horse needs to replace at least 5 quarts of water after that. So that's a little over a gallon. If they do moderate work where they're dripping sweat, you know, for a little while, and that's probably where you are, Jamie, with some of your horses, then they need a gallon and a quarter to about 2.5 gallons of water replaced. So you put that on top of the 10 gallons that they're already drinking. And if they're working really, really heavy where they're dripping sweat for long periods of time, then you can get, you know, 10 quarts and upwards in water that needs to be replaced. So it's really, really important that you keep a horse drinking. And that's something that electrolytes do, which is why it's so important to provide them. The electrolytes stimulate the thirst response. When the electrolyte concentration goes up in the blood, it triggers the brain to drink more water. So if large amounts of electrolytes are lost in sweat, then the electrolyte levels in the blood remain static. And at that point, your horse isn't getting the signal to drink. And even if they're dehydrated, they're not getting the signal to drink. So that puts them in that downward spiral. So it's real important to have enough electrolytes available. So when it's hot and you know your horse is going to sweat, if you're feeding them additional electrolytes, then you're meeting that need. And you're keeping them drinking, and you're keeping the electrolyte levels up where they belong. Does that answer your question, Glenn?
Yes, very good.
I have a question for you. So, and maybe you covered this in that, but I know that I'm here in Phoenix, Arizona, in the desert, and
right.
I try to give them a little bit of the electrolytes, you know, not daily, but try to give it to them just in case they're a little depleted. Now, say like this weekend or say today, I've got a long trailer ride with my horse, Joe Montana. And so do I want to give him a lot of electrolytes this morning and hope he drinks before or drinks when we get there? Or, do you preemptively want to give them electrolytes, or is it best to give it to them afterwards? That was a lot of questions. Sorry.
But it's good. There's a couple of things that you can do. One thing that you can do to help a horse's hydration status, especially when you're getting ready to trailer them, is when horses eat hay, that puts a lot of low moisture fiber in their gut. and they'll drink a lot of water. So if you give them a good hay meal for the next couple of hours, they'll drink and drink and drink, and it'll load their gut up with water. So that's just like kind of filling a reservoir in your horse. So it's a good idea to give them a lot, you know, a really good hay meal, let them drink plenty. At that point in time, you can give them some electrolytes. But you need to give them electrolytes so that they have time to do some drinking. And then if you need to during the ride, you know, if you go a long time and they've sweat a lot, then you want to give them some electrolytes. But you want to also offer them water consistently through the ride. You don't want to give a horse electrolytes and then not give them water, because that can be a problem. So you always want to have water available.
Okay, so if you give them electrolytes, they need to have the water available. If you're going to go, like, our trailer ride, like, say, you know, to California, it's 6 hours, but we're going to Flagstaff, so it's 2.5 hours. Do you recommend in a 2.5 hour trailer ride stopping to give a horse water, or just go for it?
Well, I think it depends on how much your horse is sweating and how distressed they get. I mean, is he pretty calm? I mean, when you get him off the trailer, is he pretty cool, or does he just
I don't know.
You know, some horses are wringing wet when they get off the trailer. They're like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't. I'm going to learn today, actually, Karen, so I have no idea how he's going to be.
I would prep him beforehand with a good grain meal and some electrolytes and put him in that trailer, and I'd check him after, you know, an hour or so and see how he's doing. You can always offer him a drink of water at that point. And, you know, if he's doing okay and he's not sweating too much, you go on. What you need to do, though, the other thing you can do as soon as you get there is you can give him a little electrolyte and you can give him a good drink of water if he sweat a lot in the trailer.
Okay, gotcha.
So basically, if you give them electrolytes and then they don't have access to water, you've made them thirsty and now they can't drink.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's very important, you know, and a lot of people will put electrolytes in their water. And depending on the electrolytes are really, they're rock. And so most electrolytes don't dissolve very well in water, but electrolytes that are high in sugar will dissolve really well in water because sugar dissolves in water. And then the horses drink it because it's sugar water and they like it. So like with our electrolyte, we don't recommend putting it in the water at all. We recommend you feed it or you mix it with applesauce and dose it, or you use our syringe, our paste. And then you have plenty of fresh water offered to them at all times. And you never want to give electrolytes to a horse that can't drink.
It's funny you say it's, you know, you said it's rock, and it's funny because when I looked at the ingredient list, by the way, your new website makes that very easy to do on each of the products. I like how it's set up that you can see frequently asked questions and serving and storage instructions and also the ingredients. And basically, you got calcium, phosphorus, salt, magnesium, potassium, copper, iron, magnesium, and zinc. So you're right, it's a rock.
It's minerals, and minerals are rocks.
Yeah. So,
you know, they are.
Right.
So. And Summer Games has trace minerals in it as well, which many electrolytes do not have. But when we did our research on that, we realized that horses were also losing some significant amounts of trace minerals that needed to be replaced. So we added those to our product.
Well, before we run out of time, there's another thing that's on your website now, and that is some contests you have going on.
Yeah, we have a bunch of contests going on. You know me. I love contests. I think
me too.
And I'm always doing them on my Facebook page. I'll come in and I'll go, oh, I don't know, you know, today's kind of bored. I think I'll have a contest, you know, and it's a lot of fun, and we get a lot of good response from it. So, but we actually have two contests going on. We have one where you can win the supplement of your choice, and we're doing that once a week. Every week in July, we're giving away a supplement of your choice each week. And all folks have to do is go on to our tips and topics, read an article that interests them, and put a post on there. Just, you know, whatever they want. Gee, I liked it, or ask a question, or whatever. And they're then signed up to win the supplement of their choice that week. The other one is to win a year's supply of Summer Games electrolyte. And we're doing this in July to celebrate the Olympics, because Summer Games was actually developed in response to the concerns they had in the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta of these horses having to work in heat and humidity. So we did a lot of research on with horses and came up with this electrolyte specifically for that reason. And, of course, it's been used ever since.
Now, how do you win?
for that particular contest, we have ads in places like The Horse and The Chronicle of the Horse, and we have online ads in Eventing Nation and Horse Nation and The Horse, and we have codes embedded in those ads. So if you see one of those ads, you write down the code, and then you go to our website and you fill out the form, and you are entered. And anybody can win, and you don't have to buy anything, and we don't use your names for any other purpose, so you're not going to get a lot of junk mail from us if you enter our contest.
Well, that's terrific, and there's a page on the website, KPP Contests, that Jennifer will post a link to it. It's in our show notes there, Jennifer. So if you'd like to play along, and of course, Eventing Nation and Horse Nation and The Horse and The Chronicle are all partners of ours here in the Horses in the Morning show, so you can head over there. And check those out. This is terrific. I love the new website. Thank you so much for coming on to talk to us about heat and horses. And I wish you guys the best over the weekend. You are going to have a hot one.
Yeah, well, you know, we're just going to sit in the shade and give our horses baths.
Well, thank you, awesome. Karen. It's kppusa.com. Go check it out. And be sure to enter the contests. They're right on there and easy
to
enter.
I'm looking for them right now. I'm like pouring through websites. Sorry. You
get on there and enter them, Jamie.
I'm gonna.
All right, Jamie's, you guys have a good day.
She just won
so
a helmet with Horse Nation, so she's on a roll. She is on a roll. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for the opportunity to be on the show. I really enjoyed it.
All right,
thank you, Karen.
See you.
Bye-bye.
That's kppusa.com. Well, we are going to be back here in a minute. It is really bad ad day, but before we do that, it is time for a little Cowgirl Creed. We haven't played this one in a long time.
She said, I can do that. It wouldn't take nothing but a whole lot of heart, iron will and gumption. I've just used what the good Lord gave me. So don't call me honey, and don't call me baby. Don't call me baby. I ride high in the south, always saddle my own horse, till I'm every inch a lady, from the outside to the core. I take the trail of travel, 'cause I know where it leads. I live my life by the cowgirl creed.
That was a little Templeton Thompson and Cowgirl Creed to take you into the weekend. You can find all of her music at templetonthompson.com. I am Glenn the Geek, and I am here with Jamie Jennings today and Coach Jen in the producer chair, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. And before we go on to Really Bad Ads is brought to you today by Equity Manufacturing. And if you have the kind of setup that Jamie has out there in Arizona, where you're actually using pipe panels for your fencing, Equity came up with a product. Joseph is a bit of an inventor, so he has an eclectic group of products on the website. And one of them is a pipe panel clamp. And what that allows you to do is run some poly rope or poly tape along some of the pipe fencing to stop them from putting their head through to try and get grass on the other side and pushing the fence down and constantly pushing
butt?
On it. Rubbing their butt is another big problem that you probably have.
So when they rub their butt on pipe fencing and they're like a chestnut or a light bay or a paint, they then have these long black streaks along their butt, showing everybody in the world that they are actually, in fact, rubbing their butt on your fencing, and then your fencing gets bent. Just bad. Carry on. I'm listening.
Okay. Well, you can solve that problem very simply by going to equitymfg.com, because he sells what's called a pipe panel clamp. And it's a clamp that's designed to go around different widths of the pipe panel fencing. And what it allows you to do, it sticks out a couple of inches, and it straps around your pipe so it stays, and it's made of really strong material. And what it allows you to do is run that poly rope or that poly tape and hook it up to the charger so that you have basically an electrified piece that sticks out a couple inches from the fence, and it stops them from doing exactly what Jamie is talking about. And you can put them where they're needed, and you don't have to put them on the whole thing necessarily, but maybe there's a section that you want to put it on between two pastures or something like that. It just solves that problem. And they're relatively inexpensive. You can pick them up at equitymfg.com. Very specific product to solve a very specific need, but as Jamie will tell you, when you have that need, you need the product. So it's equitymfg.com. Well, Jamie, you see, can solve it with Equity's product. He has such an eclectic group. Joseph is just an inventor. So when he sees a problem, he goes and invents a product and then sells it. And that's where I'm going to go through some of his other products here, too, that he's invented, other than the manure force. So there's a whole bunch of stuff on there. Check it out. But now it is time for the very important time of the week.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, the winner of Really Bad Ads today wins one of the coveted Horse Radio Network baseball hats. Jennifer, one of our listeners posted the other day a picture of their horse with the saddle pad and one of the Horse Radio Network hats on, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
You'll need to repost that. Can you find that and repost it so that everybody can see it? That was a really cool picture. I forget who it was. Give credit to whoever posted it. I don't know who it was. So
Joe Montana is the winner of a Horse Radio Network saddle pad that maybe we are going to wear. And I wear my Horse Radio Network hat at the horse trials. I'll take a picture of Joe Montana and both.
Can you do me a favor this weekend?
Don't
can
you,
you use,
even dare. Don't
can you
dare.
Use somebody else's saddle pad and hat this weekend?
Are you wanting me
maybe,
to not represent this company?
You know what? There is another terrific radio show, The Rick Lamb Show. Could you wear his stuff this weekend?
Screw you. I'm not going to wear it just because. And we're going to win. and you'll get a picture of my horse, Joe Montana, running riderless down the road after jumping out of the dressage arena, and there'll be a great picture of that Horse Radio Network saddle pad, and you'll never see it.
Last time we had banners all over a carriage in a parade, the horse slipped out, and we were the embarrassment of the entire parade, and it was the Horse Radio Network float. So, yeah, yeah. We do a good job of embarrassing ourselves in horsey situations.
Yeah,
all right.
Well,
the first ad is from, by the way, these ads have been sent in by our listeners, and the names we're reading are our listeners' names, not the person who wrote the ad. So Yudi Shepherd sent this one in. Thank you, Yudi. Horse for sale, Snowflake. Snowflake. Description. I love Snowflake. He's a wonderful animal. I am looking for someone who will love him as much as I do to sell him to. I will not sell him to just someone who has the money. Snowflake is a really nice horse, and he deserves a good home. Snowflake is pretty, beautiful, handsome, well-behaved, and is sound. Snowflake seems to love people. I have not seen him act like he dislikes anyone. He seems to like everybody. Now, what was missing in that ad, Jamie? What do you know about Snowflake?
I know that Snowflake is pretty, and he's beautiful, and he's handsome, and he likes everybody, or he seems to like everybody. I don't know. He might not like you. However, what I don't know about Snowflake is what kind of horse, how tall, what age, anything about him, what kind of riding he's done, anything about Snowflake besides the fact that he's pretty, and he deserves a good home, and he likes most everybody.
Can we assume that Snowflake is a gray or white horse? Can we assume that?
Do you know what I think of when I hear the name Snowflake? Because I had a Snowflake as well, and my Snowflake was a 13-hand white pony. So anytime I hear the name Snowflake, I think of a 13-hand white pony, and I loved that pony. So I'm actually about to call on Snowflake because he's a wonderful animal.
Well, you're going to hear, this isn't the only Snowflake today either. We have a trend.
Yay!
We have two Snowflakes today.
Oh, great. I can't wait. So the next ad I found, and, you know, I was trying to remember what I thought was funny about it, and finally we realized, first of all, the picture of the...
Wait a minute. Jamie, we're doing the pre-show this morning, and Jamie's like, I'm in a bad mood today. I read this ad that I gave to Jennifer, and I don't even know why it's funny. Take it out. And you know what? I thought, I'm going to leave it in and make you read it, because I couldn't figure out what's funny about it either, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I must have been drunk when I was surfing through the ads and found this one. Although there is one sentence in it that's funny. And I was trying to realize why I sent this ad. And looking at the picture, the horse is like 100, okay? I mean, he's got gray face. You can see the, like, graying over his eyes. They're sunken in. He looks 100 years old. And the name of the ad is Gentle Honest Trail Horse, $600. Extremely free-moving horse. Now, what does that mean exactly? A free moving horse, and he's like 100. So either he's a runaway or they're just trying to, I don't know what they're trying to say. Never been on a trail horse that wasn't so fun. Never been on a trail horse that wasn't so fun. Stands quiet
double,
for saddling.
Double negatives in that one.
I know. Never been on a trail horse that wasn't so fun. Stands quiet for saddling when mounting and dismounting and farrier. Just put new shoes on. He's 12 years old. He stands at 15-1. Motivated seller has been relocated to another state in this city. If interested, please call. So he's a free-moving 100-year-old horse that the owner has moved to another state in this city. So he's for sale, $600. Call him. It's kind of funny. It wasn't really funny. That wasn't really funny. Sorry.
You've had better ones. Rachel Rosenthal sent this one in called Super Poop. We always get a poop ad. We always get a trailer ad. We always get a poop ad. Super Poop. And I always get to do the poop ads for some reason. Super Poop for your Victory Garden. Age 12 months. 4 years. 35 to 40% screened DG grass hay and wood chips and horse poop. I couldn't quite figure this out. Is it just the poop? Or are they mixing the poop with hay and wood chips?
They're not mixing anything. They're cleaning their stalls and put it in a pile.
Oh,
it's just shavings and leftover hay
and poop.
Got
it.
And urine.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I apparently am not getting the ads today either. By the way, you can get 2.5 yards of it for
$60.
$50. $2.5
Yeah. Or you can come. Oh, hold on. I'm continuing to read this ad. $60 for 2.5 yards. What else?
$80 for 5 yards. Or come by and fill up your pickup truck for $20. Rocks by local artist Weed Free. Now, they ended the ad with rocks by local artist Weed Free. So apparently you can also pick up some Weed Free rocks at this place, too. They'll load that for $20 also.
I didn't know if that was a drug reference. I'm like,
well,
you're selling
be,
rocks, but the weed is free.
Free.
Come on. And you can come by and pick up their poop for only $20. Brilliant. We're in the wrong business. You're in the wrong business. Drugs are free. The next one was sent in by Celeste.
You know what? You know what, though? That the rocks and the free weed go with this next horse trip.
They sure do.
Kind of a hippie free love thing going there.
This is a great trailer. I would be proud to drive this down the road, except for I'd have to pull off that badass cowgirl sticker because that's just lame. Celeste Coulter sent this one in. Two-horse bumper pull for sale. It's been a great horse trailer that has had a lot of work done to it. Very noticeable going down the road. Gets horses safely from point A to point B. Has saddle rack, new mats, new paint, new jack, etc. Starting VT this fall, and I will be in no need of a horse trailer if I don't have any horses. Please call. So this is one of those used to be a really bad ad trailer that they've repainted. And it looks quite good. The tires look like they need some work. But it's a couple different shades of green. And if the Partridge Family owned a horse, they would put it in this trailer and drive it down the road, because they have also put giant decals of hippie flowers all over this green trailer, and it's fantastic. I think it's great, aside from the giant badass cowgirl sticker that's also on it. But there's a peace sign on the back of the trailer. So, Jen, if you just want to post the picture of the back of the trailer with the peace and the flowers on it and everything, just fantastic.
Well,
don't
forget the barbed wire. We have badass cowgirl on the back of the trailer. We have a big peace sign with a couple of other little peace signs, and then barbed wire running across the middle of it.
Nothing says hippie love like badass cowgirls and barbed wires.
They really should go to the super poop guy and pick up their rocks and weed free.
Their weed is free out there. It's ridiculous.
Robin Donahue wanted me to read this one. So here it goes. It's very short. The title is I Male Quarter Horse, $400. And then the description is one male quarter horse used to running because he used to be racing horse, $400 or best offer.
I
used
male
to running
quarter.
Because he used to be a racing horse. I male quarter horse. So apparently I male quarter horse.
Love it. Glenn Forrester, thank you very much. You sent this one in, and this just makes me feel sad. Donkeys for sale cheap, $25 each. Southwest, I believe that's Missouri. Donkeys for sale cheap, $25 each. Lots of colors, and all have been gilded. G-U-I-L-D-E-D. We also have several coon hunting type mules. Donkeys are $25 each. Mules priced to sell. We'll trade, too. Thank you. So they'll trade, I guess, mules and donkeys for a $25 value. Just $25 donkeys. There you go.
Well, you know what? And if they had truly been gilded, they would be worth a lot. Because when you gild something, you cover it in gold. So if these donkeys had been gilded, they'd be worth thousands of dollars.
They would
apparently
be.
That's
a good deal. Good deal.
Yeah. $25. You're right. That is kind of sad. That's just a sad ad. I wonder how many he has. Probably hundreds. Don Bailey.
On really sad ads. It would not be really bad ads. Like Mondays, we should do really sad ads, and then Fridays, really bad ads.
What a depressing start to a Monday. Don Bailey. Put this one in. We always get the odd animal and really bad ads. Also today, we have a blue runner duck for $15. She's almost 2 months old, not laying any eggs yet. Hell. for sale as a pet only. I want her to have a happy home, so I am sorry to say, but if you sound like you might eat her, I won't sell her.
Good for them. And if you sound like you'll eat her, you can't even come see her. And I'm sure that people are banging down the doors to get a blue runner duck. I'm trying to Google that and see what a blue runner duck is. What is a blue runner duck?
I have no idea, but it's only $15, so it can't be too bad. Oh, it's a big, tall, skinny duck. It's blue.
Like it's a runner, and it's blue. Got it.
Yeah, it's a big, tall, skinny runner duck. You wouldn't want to eat it anyway. There's no meat on that, baby.
Yeah.
But the other thing is this, I didn't quite understand, it says not laying eggs yet, period, health, period.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means either.
Well, they are tall ducks and they're blue. That's cool.
Yeah, totally. They're tall running blue ducks.
All right, Mel Donald, all the way from Australia, sent this one in. She says this was posted on our local horse consumer watchdog's webpage. So she's guessing that this is a reply sent when someone has inquired about a horse. Hello, nice reading from you, and thanks for your interest in my horses. He is still available. He is very calm and quiet horses. The Golding is 9 years old. He has been trained by horse professionals from a horse-loving home. I am giving him out for sale because I would be going out of the country for a trip, so I just need to give him to a good and caring home before I travel. So you're going on vacation
away for a long
and you're
time.
Unloading? Like, hey, guys, I'm going to Spain for 2 weeks. Anybody want my horses? What? He is very good for kids and beginner riders. He is well-trained and very quiet. Have good temperaments with other horses. Are fenced-raised, grass-fed. What is fenced-raised? Fenced-raised, grass-fed. Golding is 15-3. He don't bite or kick. He is very friendly and playful with kids and other horses. Very easy to train and catch. I assure you that he is going to be a perfect horse. Wow, that's a bold statement. I assure you that he is going to be
guaranteed 100% money back.
Oh, yeah, there you go. It doesn't say that, actually. Where are you presently located? Because I would really like you to come over to my location and see the horse for yourself. The horse is up for sale, okay? Please, may I ask you a few questions? Where are you located? Are you a breeder? Have you had horses before? Have you ever ridden a horse before? How long do you want the loan to be? Is delivery okay?
Wait a minute. Is it just a loan?
I don't know, because she says it's for sale. But then she goes on to say, how long do you want the loan to be? Is delivery okay by you if we are not in the same location? Are you ready to update me with pictures regularly? Sorry for all the question. It's just that I want the best for my horses. Please do get back to me with the answers to my question. I await your soonest reply. Yeah, that's bizarre, and that's really not a lot of questions for somebody who's going to lease your horse. Where are you located? Have you ever ridden before?
Is it a common in Australia to call one horse horses? Because is there more than one horse here?
No, just one.
Okay.
I was very confused.
Yeah. Very confused. Deborah Kanicki sent this ad in, and took me a minute. Matter of fact, I didn't get this one this morning either. They had to explain it to me. It said, Mimi Horse in North Smithfield. And this is the ad. This is it. Snowflake / 14-year-old buckskin Mimi horse, $250. Diamond, 12-year-old chestnut skin Mimi horse, $250. I couldn't even figure out what a Mimi was until you guys said it was supposed to be a mini.
Yeah, and I want to know what a chestnut skin looks like. You've got a buckskin and a chestnut skin. Did you realize that? You read that?
I actually looked up Mimi horse, and I got to tell you, I think that Mimi horse is a thing. I don't think it's a thing. If anybody thinks it's a thing, let us know.
Because Google told me did you mean mini horse?
Yeah.
No,
it's not a thing.
I meant mini horse.
Apparently, there's a lot of other people here that misspell mini as well. Or the M and N end are right beside each other. You know, they're close.
They're so close. But they did it several times, and it's a chestnut skin.
Wait a minute. I'll do the runner-up because you have to do the winner.
Okay.
So the runner-up is Kathleen O'Grady. And Kathleen sent this in, and Kathleen was very observant to see what she saw in this ad because it sounds like a pretty normal ad. Let's see if you see what she saw.
Sounded great.
Horse boarding, close to town, $350 in Bradenton, which sounds pretty anyway. 6 miles east of I-75, approximately 5 acres of thick grass, a three-stall barn, close to Lake Manatee Park and Rye Park. $350 includes feeding twice a day, farrier, and worming. That's a pretty good deal, actually. I do not stall except at feeding time. Plenty of grass, big shade trees, and a pond. Would be out with two other horses, one mare and one gelding. Private home, owner on premises. If your horse needs weight, he won't for long here. No riding on premises. Call.
Okay.
Yep.
That sounds awesome. Farriers included in your board. They deworm your horse. $350. Grass, shade trees, ponds. Just a small place. Owner on premises. But by God, do not ride your horse on my property.
That's right. No riding on premises.
Do you think they're afraid of like getting sued? And so it's like no riding. You can't ride your horse here. But
like
there is riding
place.
Close. Because you can go to Manatee Park or Ride Park.
Right. But don't keep your crappy old horse trailer here either. If you got a Craigslist horse trailer, you're not putting it on my property. So I don't know how you're getting your horse to the park.
The hippie trailer. There's like the hippie trailer. I love it. No riding on
winner.
Premises. And the winner is Christine Kupchak. Trade, Spicewood. This is the ad. See if you can find the horse connection in this ad. Trade. Okay, here are some things I have to trade. John Boat, 12-foot, really cool. Garage door, unassembled, 18 by 10. Chrome bumper, 20 inches, inbox style for 18-wheeler. It has a little crinkle in it. Xbox 360 with Kinect, 2 controllers, 5 games, Monster Jam, Kim and Apple's Kinect Adventure, sports game, and your shape exercise. 11-year-old mare, great for kids. She's a little stiff in her back end, but that's what makes her a great kid's horse. 21-foot Stingray boat, no motor, needs a little TLC. All is good, a fixer-upper, lots of 18-wheeler tires, free if you want, would make a great backstop for a shooting range. Use your imagination. This is what I'm looking for. A Nikon digital camera, digital D80, a generator, a golf cart, gas preferred, massage chair, personal watercraft. Just give me a buzz with what you have. You never know. I might want it. Trade. God bless. Where's the horse connection? Oh, yeah. After the chrome bumper and Xbox, before the Stingray boat, they're selling a crippled mare. Bless her heart.
I love that. She's a little stiff in her back end, but that was what makes her perfect for kids. She doesn't move.
She can't run away. She can't walk. Oh, well, congratulations to Christine for winning. Really badass. You get that Horse Radio Network hat. You just have to send an email to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com, and she will send out your hat. So congratulations, girlfriend. Love it.
Thank you, everybody, for a good week. We'll be back on Monday to hear how Jamie's horse makes out over the weekend. Don't use that saddle pad. I'm sorry I sent it to you, actually. No, I thought Jet was going to
work. I thought it was going to be Jet. So just so you know, I posted a video of Joe Montana. One of my students actually loves Joey, and she's really good with editing or whatever. And so she put a video of him up on YouTube. So I posted it on our Facebook page, and it's just really cute. And I love the song, and it's just really nice. So there's a couple pictures of him jumping cross rails in it. So if you're bored and you want to watch this really sweet video by my student, you'll see what I'm getting myself into this weekend. Because tell me how often you see him canter in this video. None, because he doesn't know how to canter. And I'm going to do a dressage test on this horse tomorrow. Yay.
You are going to be wearing your air vest, right? And your other vest and your knee pads and everything else, right?
I am not wearing my air vest, actually, because they're, the jumps are 2 feet tall, Glenn. It's not a rotational fall, hopefully. I will not have a rotational fall over a 2 foot fence. Dear God.
Okay. Besides, when it goes off, it would scare the crap out of him.
Exactly. He'd run away. Bolt.
Thank you, everybody. You can hear all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Be sure to check them out. We'll be back on Monday. Have a terrific weekend. Be careful in the heat and use those Kentucky Performance Products electrolytes. Summer Gains. Check them out. That's it.
Spay, neuter, and geld, people. Spay, neuter, and geld. Have a great weekend.
Hey, go out and get some fried chicken. Fried chicken day.
Woo. Don't get it from Kentucky Fried Chicken.